Hello.
No, Mr. Hello. President?
Yeah.
Oh, this is Sarge Shriver speaking.
Hi, Sarge. Go ahead. Yeah, I want to try to check that every night because I want to see who we talk to and who I'm going to have to talk to and who we can get the rest of the cabinet to talk to because I'm convinced they're going to roll us if they can.
Sure. Well, today
did you get any votes?
Yes, I think that I can say that I have. I have to admit, however, that I don't have absolute commitments from these people. I talked to William Jennings, Brian Dorn, John Flynn of Georgia, Bob Sykes of Florida, Joe Kilgore of Texas, George Mahon of Texas, Porter Hardy of Virginia. I talked also to people who have been with us, but I wanted to be damn sure that we were still together. Ross Dinkowski of Illinois, Kosinski of Illinois, Bonner of North Carolina, Edna Kelly of New York, about whom there was some question, namely that she might want to go along with an amendment that might be offered, but she's with us regardless of amendment.
What did Kilgore tell you?
Well, Joe told me that we talked about a hell of a lot of it, and I did not, frankly, ask him for an absolute commitment because he claimed that he had not studied the bill in detail yet, but that he felt very favorably disposed toward us, that he wanted to go along, that he was going to study it over the weekend, and that he talked to me on Monday. If he was going to be against it, he would let me know so that I could talk to him if he was tending in that direction. George Mahon, I believe, would like to be able to vote no if we have enough votes on the authorization in order to redeem some status maybe with these people down in Texas and also to put himself into a better position to be a maximum help on the appropriations. He's got no question about the appropriations at all. As soon as the bill goes through, he will expedite it through the Appropriations Committee and will do the absolute best that he can for us there.
That's all right, sir, and vote no if we don't need his vote.
But well, that's what he'd like to
but
do.
But we're counting it, aren't we, in the 197?
Well, no, we're not. He's been on the doubtful. We got a question mark after him. In the Texas delegation, we've had question marks after Dowdy, Fisher, Kilgore, Mahon, Poole, Rogers, and Tiger Teague. Burleson is against us. Everybody says that nobody can get Burleson except you. That's what's Mahon. Bob Sykes of Florida said he will do everything he possibly can, that he wants to vote for the bill, that the situation in the Florida delegation now is favorably disposed toward the bill, and that once again he's going to study it over this weekend, that if he is thinking that he might vote against the bill, that he will call me on Monday or Tuesday before the matter goes to the floor. My own estimate of the situation is that Sykes will be with us, and in fact, he told me that over the weekend he hoped that he would be able to reach a decision which would enable him to be helpful for us with other members of the Florida delegation and in other states. I don't think he would have gone that far if he hadn't felt that...
Wait a second. Hold it.